welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Securities Alert. SEC further revises accredited investor net worth standard. As required by the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, the staff of the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, previously amended its interpretation of the definition of accredited investor as it relates to individuals to exclude from an individual's net worth the value of the individual's primary residence. The SEC staff also excluded any debt secured by the residence from the net worth calculation to the extent that the debt was less than or equal to the estimated fair market value of the primary residence. On December 21, 2011, the SEC amended the individual net worth standard in Regulations A and D to 1. Codify the above interpretations, 2. Expand the liabilities taken into account in the net worth calculation, and 3. Provide for a limited grandfathering for persons investing pursuant to pre-existing rights. The amended accredited investor definition will now include as a liability in determining any individual's net worth any increase in debt secured by the investor's primary residence occurring within the 60 days prior to the date of the investment, unless the increase was as a result of the acquisition of the primary residence. The amended rule will also grandfather investments in securities pursuant to rights, such as a preemptive right or right of first offer, by persons who held the relevant right on or prior to July 20, 2010, if the holder of the right, 1, owned securities issued by the same issuer on or prior to such date, and 2, was an accredited investor on the basis of net worth at the time that he or she acquired the right. Issuers should ensure that their accredited investor questionnaires or subscription documents reflect these recent changes. The amendments to the accredited investor standard will be effective 60 days after publication in the Federal Register.
2011 Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP, all rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party.